Some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure. Oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh praise his name.
Glad we can praise his name. Why? Because he took us as we were, sinful, and yet he loved us still. This here is the truth of the matter on the Six Eyes Radio Network with Dr. Doug Quick every Thursday afternoon at 9 p.m. And we are glad you joined us. Especially, we want to say welcome to our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, and, of course, your questions and comments, especially at the end of the program, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again tonight with another good message. I am definitely looking forward to that. But first off, Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us again tonight?
Well, we've got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick and his wife, and just me.
All right. Well, Sister Emily, what do you got for us?
The usual two special unspoken. And just to keep me in part, because I'm not doing so good tonight.
All right. And are you complete?
I am complete.
All right. And Ruthie?
I'm not feeling as good either, but I have a good antibiotic to help, so I do thank the Lord for that. And I've also heard, you already know about me possibly be getting my injections. I'm just waiting until I get over the bronchitis first. So, and help everybody else with their problems, the Lord can do that.
All right. And, of course, we want to keep the situation over in Israel in prayer. We still want to continue to pray for Brother Tim's safety over there. So far, he's doing well, and God is protecting him, even though he's fairly close to where the fighting's going on, but yet God has been protecting him, so we want to keep him in prayer. We want to pray for that conflict over there. We want to pray for all the nation's leaders, that they start seeking after God, not after man. Pray for our military. Pray for, of course, all our first responders, fire, police, and ambulance. We want to pray for those who work in hospitals as well as nursing homes, that they are protected and do their job well, as well as the patients in both places, all our sick and shut in, and, of course, the lost in general, and especially that soul who may be nearest hell, who may be listening tonight, that they'd come to Christ. And, of course, the blind ministry's need of a bus and a couple other unspoken. And from there, I am complete, so we are going to turn it over to Brother Quick so that he can give us any prayer requests they have and then open us up in a word of prayer and bring his message. Amen.
Honey, I forgot one thing, or actually two things. Washington, our Washington, was attacked by Palestinians today, and also they're talking about a government shutdown, so I hope there's no government shutdown.
All right.
Hey, Ken. Mom just had the nurse call me from out there where she's at. They just had to take Mom to the ER out in Geneva because her blood pressure is way up there again. Also, I wanted to just ask you guys to continue praying for our family because the 15th was Dad's day. It's his first heavenly birthday. And that God will continue to strengthen Mom and I to get through the holidays and stuff, because this is the first year without him. And with that, I'm complete, Ken.
All right. Well, Brother Quick, you are on with any requests you and the missus have, and then go ahead with your prayer and right into the message.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. We still have our three special unspoken requests, and we know that sometimes it's almost like the Lord's not even hearing us, but we know better than that, because through the years we've had this same sort of thing going on, and it seemed like the last minute, the last few seconds, God would come through and answer, and we don't doubt at all about what he's going to do that again this time. And Miss Emily, you're mother, we'll remember her in prayer, and your two unspoken, Brother Ken, your two unspoken requests, and they're not unspoken with the Lord, that's for sure. So let's pray, and then I'm going to preach this night. Our Father, thank you for these moments together when we can pray and use your name and plead with you for your mercy over so many different things, these requests that have come up that Mother and I have and these other ones have. And we're thinking of Miss Emily's two unspoken requests tonight, Brother Ken has two unspoken requests, and Miss Ruth quite often has an unspoken request. She didn't say anything tonight, but we're just asking that you just minister according to your own sweet and wonderful will, because we know for a fact that you know what's going on, and we know for a fact that you know each one of these requests, and we know for a fact that you're going to answer according to your sweet and wonderful will. And we're just asking that you would help us to be patient in our waiting for that answer coming from you. That you'd be with our nation and keep your hand upon our nation in such a way that all Americans know that your hand is upon America. There's many of us who cry out to you for our nation every day. We know that you're hearing us. No matter how much worse things get, you know exactly what's going on, and you know exactly what it's going to take to take and bring America back unto you. So we would each one of us plead with you that you'd help each of us to be found faithful in crying out to you for our nation. Then Israel is your chosen people. They have been since there have been in Israel. We don't doubt that, at not in the slightest little bit. We know that you're going to keep your hand upon them. And for those that think that they can keep bombing them, they're trying to wipe Israel off their map, they'll never do it, because Israel is your people. And no matter how rough it looks, we know that your hand is upon that place, because you have chosen those people thousands of years ago. Pray that you'd be with Brother Tim over there and that you'd keep him safe. Now watch over us this night and help us in all that we do this night. Pray that you just touch my mind and bring a quickness to it this night. And we'll sure thank you and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. All right, now tonight, I wanted to use two verses for a text, if I can do that. Those two verses are 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 16. Listen to what these say. Verse 15 says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written," verse 16 says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Isn't that amazing? That God's word would have two verses of scripture in there just for us. That's exactly what he is commanding out of each one of us, for us to be a holy people. The biblical word holy reveals so much to mankind. Holy is the word in which all of God's perfections are centered around. Holy is the word which God's glory streams through. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1 says these words, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The Apostle Paul wrote, he said, for us to live a holy life, which is our reasonable service. Holy is the word which reveals the very purpose through which God, throughout all of eternity, had man on his mind. It is an encouragement to me quite often. I'll find myself in predicaments, and I'm wondering, Lord, where's that next word coming from me? Because the Lord puts me in those positions where it's very difficult to even understand what in the world it is that's coming. But God's had me on his mind since eternity past. And for every one of you that hears my words this night, God's had you on his mind since eternity past. Don't ask me how long ago since eternity past was, because eternity is a very, very long time. Sometimes we like to think, well, eternity is just X number of years long. No, there's no such thing as a measurement of eternity. Our God is an eternal God. He always has been. That will blow our mind, because we cannot figure how it is that something has always been, because we live in an era of time when everything has had a starting point. We're living at a time when man keeps coming up with his so-called new inventions. And yet the Word of God says, there is nothing new under the sun. There's no such thing as a new invention to take God by surprise, because it's been here for a long, long time. It just took man a good little bit of time in order to be able to find it. And then when he finds it, he thinks he's just really discovered something really special. But there's nothing new at all under the sun. Holy is the word which reveals the very purpose through which God, throughout all eternity, has had thoughts of mankind. Isn't that amazing? God just didn't suddenly a son. We call him his only begotten son, because he is God's only begotten son. I use the Authorized Version, the AD 1611 King James Bible, because that's the only passage of scripture that we have from Genesis to the book of the Revelation tells a complete story. There's all sorts of different, what they call new versions. There's no such thing as a new version, because there is the old version, and the old version is it. That's all that we need, is the old version. There's so many of those new, well, they're called new versions. I've got different names for them, but I won't use them right now. But like for John 3:16, they come up with, for God so loved his only son. And they've never stopped to understand If Jesus was God's only son, there is no way possible for me, for you, for anyone else to become a child of God, because if Jesus is God's only son, he's not looking for anyone else. Amen. That's what the word only means, but they just seem like they just can't seem to get that in their head, but that's all right.
Stand by, everybody. We're just getting Brother Quick back here. He'll be back with us momentarily.
Yeah, the technical problem is fixed. He's back on.
Okay. There you go, Brother Quick.
All right, thank you. I knew you'd lost me somewhere. The word holy is the word that we're looking at. And the word holy reveals the very purpose that God has had throughout all eternity for mankind. Nothing comes as a surprise to the Lord. I was just surprised because all of a sudden this thing beeped at me and whatever it said. I knew that they'd lost me. I'm glad that Brother Ken got me back now. But you see, holy is the word which foretells God's highest glory to come. To be partaker of God's glory forever. That's the privilege that God gives you and me, is become a holy people. And I'll tell you how we do that in just a few moments. So I'm thinking along with you on the word holy. Now let me bring two other words in that we can think about for a few moments. The two words are in Christ. Think about these two words that are found in God's word. These words are in Christ. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Listen to this. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8. The first two verses of Romans chapter 8. Listen to these. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In Christ. In Christ. These two words, in Christ, gave his only begotten Son to be one with us. Isaiah chapter 7. Listen to these words. Verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel is, in short, God with us. Only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God with us. His name is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Matthew chapter number 1. I want to read a verse of scripture to you. Joseph was the husband-to-be of Mary. Mary had been told by the Lord how that her cousin Elizabeth was with child. And this was the first time that Joseph and Mary had been apart. Mary had gone down to be with Elizabeth for about 3 months. Mary came back to where Joseph was. She was found to be pregnant. Now, Joseph was fixing to divorce her. It was not fit for him to be married to anyone that was already carrying a child. But then in verse number 20 of chapter 1 of Matthew, listen to these words. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph rose up, verse number 21, and took Mary to be his wife, and never doubted what God had told him in a dream. Never doubted it at all. But you see, to understand, there is so much in the Word of God that we really cannot understand. I have been a student of the Word of God. I'm reading through right close to 120 times through the Word of God. No. That doesn't make me someone that knows everything. I don't know everything. I can tell you this much. God has taught me much. He's taught me much. But you see, in Christ, these two words that we're looking at here, in Christ, it was Christ that died on Calvary, paying every man's sin debt in order to make us one with him. The Father made Jesus one with us. Birthed through Mary, through the Virgin Mary, God the Father made Jesus be one with us. And then Jesus died on Calvary, paying every man's sin debt. Can you understand that? For Jesus to pay just my sin debt, that would have been an awful lot. Don't be wrinkling up your nose like that. For Jesus to pay your sin debt would have been an awful lot. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Jesus paid every man's sin debt.
Amen.
And Jesus knew when he died on Calvary, he already knew those that would not receive him as their personal Savior, they would split off and die and go to hell and pay for their own sin debt, which will never, ever get paid. They'll be in the lake of fire ever. There's no end to forever. They'll be there for an eternity. There's no end to eternity. That's why it is so important for men and women to listen to a preacher such as me to tell you, you need to do something about the fact that Jesus died to pay your sin debt. There's so many men, I know a good number of men, they're so busy trying to carry their own sin load. It's going to break them one of these days. It's going to break them. Amen. One of these days, they're going to come to the end of it. They'll have a nervous breakdown. They'll have something break down in them. Some of them will go out and commit suicide. That's the wrong thing to do when you don't know Christ as your personal Lord. That's the wrong thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus died on Calvary. Christ. He died on Calvary, paying every man's sin debt. Oh, listen to me. I realized my daddy had just begun to preach. He was just started pastoring the very first church. Called him to be their pastor, an evangelist in by the name of Brother Smith. And I don't know what Brother Smith's first name was. I asked my daddy a dozen different times, what was Brother Smith's first name? He says, it's been so long, I couldn't tell you what in the world his first name was. And so all I can go by is Brother Smith. Brother Smith came in and preached Sunday morning, Sunday night. He preached Monday night. He preached Tuesday night. I was under conviction. I already knew I was under conviction. And Friday night, I raised my hand. I thought if I just raised my hand, that'll help me a lot. That didn't help a bit. Well, my daddy knew about it. So that night, my daddy led me to Christ. He said to me, he said, son, I'm glad that I'm going to have the privilege of introducing you to Jesus. Well, that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But when he prayed and told the Lord what he was doing on his knees and told the Lord that his son was on his knees beside him and his son needed to meet Jesus, I will never forget. That was about 67 years ago. I will never forget how it was that my daddy nudged me. I mean, he nudged me. And then real quietly, he said, okay, son, he's waiting on you. I didn't know what in the world to say. I was already full of fear. I got to telling the Lord how I was an awful sinner. Got to telling the Lord how it was that I needed Jesus to come and save me. And about that time, I found myself full of joy. I wanted to get up and run. But I wanted to, you know, act like I was all right. My dad and I got up off our knees. He took one look at me and he said, well, son, looks like the Lord found you. I said, yes, sir, he sure did. That was a long time ago. But I'm still a child of God to this day. No, that wasn't the end of my sinning. No, it wasn't. No, no, no. And if you trust Christ to save you this night, that won't be the end of your sinning either. Amen. We sin because we're sinners. That's why we sin. I'm looking at these two words, in Christ. In Christ, we find all of God's wisdom, all of God's love, unveiled in Christ. In Christ, we find where Jesus died on Calvary, paying every man's sin debt, every man's sin debt, when he already knew, and who would not. But can you imagine Jesus dying for the worst sinner in the county? Dying to pay his sin debt, knowing that he would never trust Christ and he would split hell wide. Did you know that Jesus still paid his sin debt? And any sinner that's listening to me this night, you don't have to carry your own sin debt. Jesus paid your sin debt in full.
Amen.
The best thing you can do is trust him
to save you, and he will save you, and you will know that. But you see, in Christ, he died on Calvary. In Christ, what a summary of what redemption has accomplished, of that blessed life in which we who are saved are allowed to live. Amen. God called me to preach 50 years ago. This past October the 22nd marked 50 years of my preaching the Word of God. That don't mean I'm an old man. No, no, no. Because God saved me 67 years ago, that don't mean I'm an old man. No, 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 no. That don't mean that at all. But God called me to preach 50 years ago. And since that time, he has used me. I use this word loosely because I'm not bragging when I use this term. But there's been many times when he has used me marvelously. That doesn't mean he couldn't use me better than that. I'm sure that there's times he could use me better than that. But you see, when we're looking at these two words, in Christ, we find the one lesson that we must learn while here on this earth. We find God's one answer to all of our needs and all of our prayers, and his guarantee of heaven's taste while still here on this earth. Amen. When God saved me 67 years ago, he put that desire in me that I needed to go and tell somebody else what had happened to me. And here 67 years later, I've still got that same desire. That's why I preached the Word of God for 50 years. Because it's still burning in me. I've got to tell somebody what happened in my heart so many years ago. I've still got to tell somebody that the same thing can happen to them. Amen. You see, that's how it is. In Christ, God and man meet. And suddenly, holiness comes into real life. Amen. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and verse 14. Listen to this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, verse 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Verse 13, Saul of Tarsus. This was the Apostle Paul before God got a hold of him. Saul of Tarsus. Men and women Christians in jail. Saul of Tarsus killed many a Christian. Why in order did he do that? He thought he was doing God a big favor. That's why. That's how he'd been trained. He'd been trained that if he did something to wipe out these Christians, he would be doing God a big favor. Oh, but then on the road to Damascus, suddenly God showed up, put him under strong conviction. And God said, hold on here, bud. God knew what he was going for. God knew there was Christians that he was going to be killing. God knew that. In verse 13 of what I just read, let me read it to you again. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. How in the world could the Apostle Paul, forget those things which are behind. Because he knew that the past was done. He knew that the past had been condemning to him because he had met Christ himself. He knew what it was like to have that shame hanging over him. The devil throwing it right in his face all the time, trying to condemn him. He knew all about that. And he also knew what it was like to strive on for that which was still to come. That's where you and I, as a child of God, need to find ourselves today. Amen. We forget our past. You're going to hang on to your past, and you're going to be sinning just as much as what you did before. Amen and amen. I'm a counselor. I've been a counselor for 40 years. Privilege of listening to young preachers. And so many of these young preachers that get in the pulpit, and then they'd go to reminding everybody of the filth and the sin that they had done in the past. And this one time, I sat there and I listened to this young man, and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if you give me just a moment or two with him, I would appreciate it. So at the end of the service, I went up to him. And I said, preacher, can I counsel you? He said, please do. I said, every time that you bring out your sin that you have done in the past, every time that you mention that around people, it's going to weaken you. And he looked at me and he said, thank you. Nobody's ever told me anything like that before. Thank you. And just a month or maybe 2 months later, I was in a meeting where he was at. He was not preaching that time. And he came up to me. And he hugged my neck. You don't know how many times I have pleaded with God to let me see you as to where I can thank you. I said, well, what you got to thank me for? He says, for counseling me. He says, I quit bringing up my past. And he says, every time I get up and preach, he says, there's something stronger inside of me now. Something stronger. And I says, uh-huh, that's exactly what I told you. And for all of you young preachers that think that you got to stand up there and tell everybody about all the filth and sin that you came through, no. Going to weaken you, and one day you're going to find yourself right back doing the same identical stuff that you're claiming that you are away from now. You see, holiness is something that God has given every one of us as a believer. He's given us a holy life to live. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you really ready to cross from this life into eternity? I've had the privilege of closing out many a meeting with those words. And I couldn't tell you how many times different preachers would come to me afterwards and said, they would say, well, you know, I feel like I'm almost ready, but not quite. There are just a few more things that I want to get done. Those are dangerous words, ladies and gentlemen. If God has saved your soul and he's put that smile on your soul as to where you're full of joy, there is nothing better that could happen than to cross over to the other side. But you see, if you are then you know of your personal holiness. That's what causes us to want to cross over. Amen. If you are, then you know of your own personal meeting concerning within Christ. You've had that meeting. You've had that time, trusted Christ to save your soul. You had that time when you repented before God, told him that you were a sinner in need of a Savior. And that Savior was right there waiting on you. Amen. But you see what I'm saying? The word holy carries with it such a meaning. Such a meaning. I mean, such a meaning. Such a meaning. Well, let me close out with these words. Are you really ready to cross from this life into eternity? Let me remind you, there is no return from eternity back to here. No, there's no return. There's no return to that. Listen to everything God has for every believer beginning right here in this life. Listen to this. For by grace are ye saved, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse number 10 says this. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hello. There's the reason for forgetting the sin that you've been in. There's the reason for forgetting that junk that you come through. There's the reason for not standing up and bragging about how much of a sinner you've been in the past. There's a reason for that. Because God has a work for you to do. Amen. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There it is. There it is. There's the reason for the word holy. There's the reason for those two words in Christ. There's the reason. God has a new life for every sinner. God has a new life waiting for you. And he will meet your need when you cry out and tell him how you're just an awful sinner. And when you cry out and plead with him for the Lord Jesus to come by and save your soul, before you get up off your knees, you're going to know he's done that. Amen. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. And I'm pleading with you now that you'd help each one of us to do business with you. Each one of us is not a stranger to you. Each one of us knows for a fact there's either been a time when we met with you, or there's a time coming when we need to meet with you. Plead with you even now that you'd minister through your blessed Holy Ghost and bring conviction to the hearts of those that hear my words. Be with us now in a very special way, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Ken?
Amen.
All right. You want to give him your snail mail there, Brother Quick?
It's 1122. That's 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, one word, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're just really glad to be found living right here in the southeastern corner, great United States of America.
Amen. And so, for those of you that wish to contact him, that's how you can get a hold of him. And please remember, there are great programming here that you can get all week long. And if you wish to get a copy of this show or any of the other great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, you can download either the iHeartRadio app or the Apple Podcast app. Once you do, you just type in two words, Six Eyes Radio. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space R-A-D-I-O. Click Enter, and you'll have two options pop up there. Six Eyes Radio, that's for Station 1, where this program is found, and Six Eyes Radio Network 2, which is Station 2, and you'll be able to get all the great programming here that we have 7 days a week, and you'll be able to enjoy that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your leisure, and you'll be able to enjoy. Now remember,
yes,
all this great programming doesn't cost you a dime to listen to, but it does cost us to keep on the air, so we would appreciate a love gift from you. All you have to do is, if you're a PayPal user, just enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. Amen. And also,
Amen.
Don't forget to join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Amen. All right. So, Ruth, who do we got here at the end of the broadcast that may have any questions or comments about the great message that we heard?
It was a great message. Okay, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We've got you, Sister Emily, Brother Quick with his beautiful wife, Brother Six, and just me.
All right. Well, first off, Emily, if you're right there, they say ladies first. All right, Emily, what'd you think? Any questions, comments?
That was a very good message. And Brother Quick, I had my prayer line go off, and it happened to be Mama calling the prayer line this time and not anybody else. She's asking for prayer. They're going to be keeping her in the hospital because her blood pressure is way up and they can't get it down. And with that, I am complete.
All right. And Ruth?
Yeah. I'm praying for Em's mom, too, and everybody else that's on the program here. And we've got a lot of people out there in those 100 countries, too, that need prayer. So I have another request that I didn't mention earlier, but I have an anger management problem that I have to work out. And I have to pray the Lord helps me with this because it's something I've had, even when I got saved and after it, I still got it. So I have to work this out. I'm seeing a counselor soon, so that'll help. Okay, next person.
All right. Well, Brother Six, what do you think of the message? Any prayer requests, prayer praises, any of that?
Well, first off, good evening, Mr. Dr. Quick and First Lady Quick, Wolfgang, Ruthie, Emily. My prayer is always praying for the world, my family, your family, keeping us all strong, healthy, and praying for increase for us all. So that covers everything. As far as the message, I'm going to be listening back while I have a late dinner, because this show will be available right after we get off of here. And if you always check that Facebook box, It will be there right after the broadcast on the Facebook pages. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O.com /sixeyes, and press subscribe. And you can have Dr. Doug Quick on a Wednesday, on a Tuesday, on a Monday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday. Just go to Truth of the Matter with Doug Quick, and you can have that show anytime on demand. Just go to blogtalkradio.com /sixeyes, press subscribe. Thank you. With that, I'm complete. God bless.
All right, and I just wanted to say it was a good message, and as Brother Six said, hey, definitely get the message on Rewind and listen to it again. Very good message talking about salvation, talking about Jesus' only Son, and also talking about, as he was saying, hey, don't live in the past, so to speak. Don't worry about what you've done in the past. Live in the present. Press forward to the mark. Amen. And with that, we're going to turn it over to Brother Quick to give us a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here. But do want to remind everybody of the programs for tomorrow on Station 2. You call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. That is Station 2. At 6 p.m., and that is My Daddy's Records with Brother Six Eyes. That's at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on this station, Station 1, as you already know, you called 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617, and that's at 8:30 p.m. on Station 1, AJ and the Squad. All right, so Brother Quick, take it away with a closing prayer, and we'll say God bless and good night.
All right, our Father, thank you for being with us this night, and thank you for how you've helped me through this message this night, and I just bless your wonderful name for how you help me every time that you give me opportunity to preach, and I'm glad for that. So I'm asking now you just be with Brother Six, that you just continue to strengthen him, and for Brother Ken, that you'd continue to strengthen him, and for Miss Ruth, that you just help her with these prayer requests that she brought out. And for Miss Emily and for her mama, who's going to be in the hospital for a while with her blood pressure, I'm asking that you just touch her in a very special way and help the nurses and the doctors to understand what all needs to be done. And we'll sure thank you for that. So just be with us now, and we'll be careful to praise your name and bring glory to your name. We're asking now you just watch over us and help us until the next appointed time. I'm asking that you'd meet every financial need that this the radio network has. You'd just minister there, and we'll sure thank you for that. Be with us now, and we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night. God bless everybody.
Good night, America. Love you all.